Good afternoon, everyone. John Carty here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by your neighborhood Ace stores, Ace Hardware and Bad Axe, and Sebowing Ace Hardware. A newly detected COVID-19 variant, nicknamed Cicada, has made its way into Michigan. But health experts say there's no reason to sound the alarm. The strain, known as BA.3.2, is part of the Omicron family and has now been identified in more than 24 states nationwide. That what's catching scientists' attention isn't increased severity, but its ability to evolve. Researchers say the variant carries an unusually high number of mutations, raising concerns about what's called immune escape, meaning it may be better at slipping past protections from prior infections or vaccines. But doctors stress that doesn't mean it's more dangerous. So far, there's no evidence linking Cicada to higher rates of hospitalization or health. In fact, overall, COVID activity across Michigan remains low, accounting for just a small fraction of emergency room visits earlier this month. The variant was first identified overseas and is now being tracked globally, often through wastewater surveillance, an early warning symptom that can detect the virus before outbreaks appear in hospitals. Health officials say the biggest unknown right now is how this variant will behave over time. Meanwhile, vaccination rates in Michigan have dipped, with fewer than 1 in 10 residents receiving the latest updated shot. Medical experts emphasize that vaccines still offer strong protection, especially against severe illness. Globally, the variant is currently classified as under monitoring, not a variant of concern. Bottom line, this is a reminder that COVID-19 hasn't disappeared. It's still changing. But for now, experts say awareness, not panic, is the right response. In Tuscola County, a tense morning at Millington Community Schools ended with relief after what authorities now confirmed was a false emergency call, part of a dangerous trend known as swatting. Police say the incident began just before 11 a.m. when a bomb threat was phoned into a district building. Within minutes, officers from the Millington Police Department and Tuscola County Sheriff's Office rushed to the scene, locking down the school as a precaution while a full-scale search got underway. Students and staff remained secured inside as law enforcement combed the buildings. A specially trained bomb detection canine was also brought in to assist. After an extensive sweep, officials found no explosives, no suspicious items, and no sign of danger. Investigators now believe the threat was not credible, but the response was very real. Authorities also revealed that another nearby school reported a similar incident around the same time, raising concerns about coordinated or copycat activity. Swatting, where false reports are made to trigger emergency responses, is a serious crime that can drain critical resources and put lives at risk. Police emphasize that incidents like this are treated with urgency and can lead to significant criminal charges. The lockdown was lifted once the buildings were cleared, allowing students and staff to return to normal activities. No injuries were reported. Officials are continuing to investigate who may be behind the call while thanking the school community for their patience and cooperation during what they describe as a highly disruptive but ultimately unfounded incident. When we come back after this Ace Hardware sponsor message, we'll continue with local news.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Why would you wander around a warehouse store looking for paint when you could just swing by your neighborhood Ace? In addition to Ace's award-winning service, we have top-rated paint brands. Plus, our color matching technology allows us to match any color. So stop wandering and start painting. Head to your neighborhood Ace today.
When it comes to paint, we know our business. This is Bruce Harrell. We carry Clark & Kensington, Benjamin Moore, and Royal Paint. Bring in a paint chip to our computer color matcher, and we'll find exactly what you need.
This is Paul Greibel. We will custom mix your paint for a perfect match, and we have everything from brushes and rollers to paint sprayers, ladders, and drop cloths. When it comes to paint, we've got you covered. Visit Ace Hardware in Bad Axe or Sebring Ace Hardware.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy, and continuing with local news, Henry Keenan, 33, of Flint, will be back in Lapeer County Court Friday, March 27th, today, regarding multiple felony charges from a gun incident on March 13th. On that date, at about 11:48 p.m., dispatch sent Lapeer County deputies to a residence on Mount Morris Road, Columbiaville, for reports of gunshots and assaults. When deputies arrived on scene, they learned that Keenan had obtained a gun and allegedly fired shots at two men in the residence and demanded their car keys and cell phones. When the incident involved a standoff between Keenan and several law enforcement officers, it ended at about 3:32 a.m. on March 14th without injuries. Because of those actions, Keenan has been charged with 10 felonies. He is charged with 2 counts of armed robbery, 2 counts of assault with intent to murder, 2 counts of assault with a dangerous weapon, multiple weapons-related charges, as well as being a habitual offender. Since his arrest, Keenan has been lodged in the Lapeer County Jail without bond. For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by your neighborhood Ace Stores, Ace Hardware in Bad Axe, and Sebring Ace Hardware.